Sportscast, March 23rd, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. Today's sponsor is Insta Bible app, Create Verses and Pictures. You could go and get the Insta Bible app in the Apple App Store. It's been a week since the NFL free agency has been open. Most of the big names are taken, but a few are left. Joining us to talk to us a little bit about what happened this past week, to rehash, Ryan Krista, you are now here at the Sportscast.
San Diego, thank you very much. Glad to be here. Glad to talk in some sort of sports, I guess, while we still can.
You know, it's been very interesting. Like, we thought sports was dead, but NFL had the free agency like nothing.
It's amazing. The NFL, like, you can't kill it. It's like, well, everything else is dead, you know? I mean, the NBA and NHL being stopped is the NFL because all eyes are on free agency. It's crazy, you know? I mean, normally free agency is big, but it's never been bigger because of the circumstances around, you know, not much going on. So, getting a lot of headlines.
NBA, which is, they were at the same spot as the NFL. But let's get started first. Obviously, big week. What was the biggest move this week for you?
The biggest headline, obviously, is Tom Brady. We talked a week ago, and I said, and you told me, asked me where he was going to go. I said, I don't think he'd go anywhere else other than going back to New England, because the only other option really seemed like was Tampa Bay, and it just seemed weird, but it's 2020, and everything's weird. San Diego and Tom Brady now plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, 2020, you won. Oh, my goodness.
Now, of course, there was a lot of rumors with the Chargers, but for the Buccaneers, it was kind of last minute. Why Tampa Bay? Why? What geared Tom Brady to the Bucs?
I mean, at first you start with the coach, Bruce Arians, who's kind of definitely a player's coach. Easy guy to play for, you know, low key. Pretty much the anti-Bill Belichick, basically. So I think that had a lot to do with it. Being on the East Coast, I think he wanted to keep his family on this side of the country. You know, I think his wife and kids are still going to stay in the New York area. So, I mean, it's not close, but, it's, you know, you can take a two-hour plane ride probably from, you know, Tampa to New York and he's back home. Or they can fly back to Tampa to visit. So I think that was important. And they could, you know, people may not realize, I mean, Tampa Bay's got a lot of offensive weapons, you know, because I think the key was last year, Jameis Winston put up huge numbers-wise, but his turnovers were, you know, a lot and in a crucial moment. So if you put that all together and you bring a whole thing in there who may not have, you know, the physical abilities right now of a Jameis Winston, but he's got the leadership to kind of bring that in. You know, I think they feel like they got enough weapons around, you know, offensively and defensively right now to kind of put a good season together. And I think that division is going to be very, very interesting, especially, you know, we know how good the Saints are, and they keep on getting better. The Panthers, you know, are kind of an unknown, you know, with new coach, new quarterback. And the Falcons are kind of wrapping their offense back up with some of the additions they put on. So, I mean, I like to look at the NFC South as, you know, kind of that division of look at me, you know, look, everybody's making moves.
Right now, the Buccaneers, obviously Brady could pass to Godwin or to Mike Evans. How much of a difference is his offensive powers compared to the Patriots?
Oh, I think they got a lot more weapons than the Patriots. I mean, that was kind of his, you know, big dispute with the Patriots, I think, was the lack of ability to put the game, you know, with James White and Sonny Michel. The wideouts just haven't really panned out. You remember last year they brought in Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, you know, they drafted a wide receiver in the first round who was mostly out for the whole year. So he really had very few weapons. And I don't think they're planning on bringing any more new weapons in this year, you know, big name, at least in free agency. So I think that was kind of one of the reasons why they split. And I mean, you look at the opportunity in Tampa Bay. I mean, Mike Evans is unstoppable, you know, size and speed, you know. This guy made Johnny Manziel look like amazing in college, you know. And then Chris Godwin, you know, did a little bit of everything, you know, speedster. So he's got a lot, you know, a lot of players around him. Definitely, they may not be, you know, I don't know if they'll be a playoff team, but they're definitely going to be an exciting team, the Buccaneers, for sure.
Of course, there's been rumors of Antonio Brown and Melvin Gordon going to Tampa. Well, not Melvin Gordon anymore. He's actually going to the Broncos. But having Antonio Brown going to Tampa Bay, would that be a necessity or that would be just more weapons?
I don't think it's a necessity. I think that would be a hindrance. But I think him and, you know, Antonio Brown and Tom Brady, a short time they played together last year, really formed a good bond. You know, and I think Tom Brady wants a little bit of familiarity that he had with him last year. I don't see it happening. I think Antonio Brown may have played his last plays in the NFL, if you ask me.
Cameron Brate is the tight end for Tampa Bay. Is that the right tight end for Brady?
Absolutely. Cameron Brate, you know, definitely a receiving tight end. You know, blocking and receiving, but you're really the big name you're going to look at O.J. Howard out of Alabama, a pure receiving tight end, you know. Like I said, you know, this team is fully loaded on everywhere on offense.
Something to definitely look at in the next couple of weeks, but of course, Ryan doesn't think they'll win the NFC South. I do think they have the potential to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the word you got to use, Santiago, potential. You know, they got to put the same way in offense and defense. You know, they were so close on both sides of the ball. You know, and they have a lot of playmakers on defense. You know, they made a lot of great additions. They got Shaquille Barrett last year from the Broncos, who was basically a backup, and the guy had 19 and a half sacks. You know, Devin White last year was great for them. Defensively, you know, they just got to put it kind of all together.
Time will only tell. Of course, you got the Panthers, which they just signed another quarterback. We'll get to that soon. That leaves the Patriots. Are they going to tank for Lawrence?
I was you know, talking with, you know, Tyler this morning about this, Turner. He doesn't think he thinks the roster is too good to just tank. To me, I think they will. I think they're going to. When you bring in Brian Hoyer, that lets me know that. This, you know, I think they've got their quarterback set for this year, and that's Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. So that leads me to believe they're probably not going to draft a quarterback this year. If they do, it's not going to be early on. It's probably not going to be, you know, another difference maker right away. To me, they do have a great defense, you know, but I can see it both ways. I just don't see them making the playoffs. I think they would rather tank because I think if you're going to be, you know, not make the playoffs, you want to get a best draft pick for next year.
Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, he is the prospective NFL quarterback, the prospective number one draft quarterback for next year's draft. Definitely to eye on. He has won one college championship, made it to the final again this past year. So he's definitely a prospective. Ryan, let's look at what's remaining in the free agencies, the best remaining free agents. First, Clowney, Jadeveon and Clowney. He his last team was with Seattle. What do you think? What do you think will happen to him?
I still think he ends up at Seattle. I think they're just working on the right number. To me, it's probably gonna be another, you know, 1 or 2 year deal. He's just one of those guys. You know, he makes plays here and there. You know, a game and then it's quiet. You know, if you're gonna pay a guy all that money, you want him to be productive every single game. You know, he made a lot of great plays for the Texans. And he made a lot of great plays last year for the Seahawks, but they were just so isolated. He'd be unstoppable one game and, you know, invisible the next game. He reminds me a lot of Ndamukong Suh. Like, just, you can't, you just want them to be reliable. And if they were reliable every single game, these guys wouldn't be in the market. They'd be getting huge paydays because when they're good, they're good. But when they're bad, you don't even know they're on the field. And you can't be paying all that money for those type of people.
Biggest quarterback in the free agency, maybe not big for some people, is Jameis Winston. What's going to happen to him?
If I had to tell you, it looks like he's not going to be a starter because pretty much every starting quarterback's been filled for right now. I kind of like him in Pittsburgh, you know.
Why?
We kind of saw last year that the Pittsburgh backup quarterbacks weren't that great. Mason Rudolph and
Duck Hodges.
You know, were they backup quarterbacks? Yeah. I think they're both third string quarterbacks to me. You know, guys that can come in, you know, once every year maybe to play, but you know, they can help you out. But to me, guys that play that much football that last year, they definitely show their limitations. And you got a guy in Jameis Winston, you know, who's got all the talent in the world. He's just got to win between his head, between the ears. And then you got a guy in Ben Roethlisberger, your starter. I mean, if you look at him over the weekend, the guy looks like he hasn't left the house since his surgery in September. You know, he's got a gigantic beard. He looks out of shape. So you kind of worry if you're a Steelers fan. Yeah, he shot a Nerf ball 100 yards, but it was a Nerf ball. So I'd be worried if I was a Steelers fan, and I think Jameis Winston could provide some stability.
Some say that he'll be good for the CFL.
He's too good for the CFL.
Another player, Robbie Anderson, he played for the Jets. Where do you think he'll end up?
It's tough because I think a lot of teams who need wide receivers are kind of holding off getting the big money because with this draft coming up, there's so many great young wide receivers or great rookie wide receivers in this draft that, you know, who will get paid a rookie wage salary. So, you're looking at a lot of these wide receivers not moving because or they're not going to get these huge paydays because teams are like, why would we waste all this money on when we can get a good value pick in the draft? So, it's really hard to tell, you know. I could see him going back to the Jets. I keep on saying, I know that my Broncos, they need at least two new wide receivers. You know, they literally have one starting wide receiver right now, and that's Courtland Sutton.
Which we'll get back to the Broncos a little bit later in the show about Melvin Gordon. Beyond that, Breshad Perriman, last play for the Buccaneers. Where do you think he should be playing at?
Kind of the same boat as Robbie Anderson. This guy, you know, came out, you know, as a highly regarded first-round pick, kind of flamed out, you know, got a lot of potential, tremendous amount of speed, but his inconsistency. Robbie Anderson, I think, a lot more consistent in his physical, you know, his ability. You know, you could say his lack of playmakers around Robbie Anderson kind of, you know, limited him. But, you know, for Breshad Perriman, again, you know, he's going to go to a team as a third or fourth wide receiver, so it's hard to tell.
Next one, Marcus Golden. He played for the Seattle Seahawks. No, Giants. Giants, sorry, New York Giants.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know.
He is a outside linebacker.
Yeah. You know, he's a guy, again, he's going to fill a need. We were talking about not, you know, he'll fill a need. He'll probably be a first or, you know, first down, you know, outside linebacker. Can make a play or two, but not consistent enough that you would like to play the big bucks.
Jermaine Ifedi, he played for the Seahawks. He is a offensive tackle.
Oh, Mike Ifedi. I think one of the best run blockers in the NFL. I would like to see him go to the Broncos, but, you know, he's going to get – I know, I like to see
everyone should go to the Broncos. All the wash-ups.
Yeah. He's a guy, you know, when, again, we're talking about, you know, that when he's good, he's good. When he's got plays on, you know, a good line, he's one of the best run blockers in the NFL. He just had a lot of injury issues. Again, probably going to get paid, you know, a lot for a 1 or 2 year deal. Because if you get him good, he's going to be good.
Von Bell, last played for the New Orleans Saints.
Good safety. I'd like to see him go back to the Saints. You know, I think he fills out their roster, especially since they lost. Well, they brought back Malcolm Jenkins, but I think him and Jenkins will play well together.
Hasten Peters, he played for the Philadelphia Eagles, offensive tackle.
Again, another offensive lineman who has had injury trouble. He was once a tight end in college for Texas, a little FYI. Gained a lot of weight, became a good offensive lineman for the Bills, and was actually involved in a trade from the shed LeSean McCoy from Philadelphia to Buffalo, and he went back from Buffalo to Philadelphia. Had a solid career for the Eagles. I don't think there's anything left on those tires, to be honest, Santiago.
Ndamukong Suh, last player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, again, one of the guys you talked about. Man, he's got all the talent in the world. I'd love to see him go back to Los Angeles to play with Aaron Donald, because when those two were together and they played well together, they were unstoppable. I think one of the big reasons why the Rams went to the Super Bowl. If you ever got time in this, and the Saints and Rams championship game goes on. I know we talk about the pass interference call. I think one of the big reasons why the Rams won that game was the effort of Ndamukong Suh. He was unstoppable. But in that way, he didn't have a great year. Again, he had some good plays for the good moments for the Buccaneers. Again, probably looking at a one-year deal, kind of another prove-it deal, which he didn't really prove it for the Buccaneers. Again, these are players I think who are going to be out there for a little bit. You know, they're going to look for the best situation.
Why did he leave the L.A.?
Last year, he's only spent 1 year at the Buccaneers.
Yeah, but, like, why did he leave L.A. Initially?
Well, I think the problem with the Rams, and they gave, you know, the why they had to release Gurley, is they signed so many people 2 years ago for these high deals that it was impossible to keep them all underneath the salary cap. And they brought in Sue with this huge deal from when he, you know, signed with the Dolphins when he got traded. You know, they could only keep him for a year without really, you know, sending him off on his way because the amount of money he was making, they had to release him. So it was more of a salary cap issue than didn't want him there. And so it's tough to fit these, you know, these guys. They want to play, they want to make money, but they got to balance them off. And this is when you have these second-tier free agents, you know, who aren't going to get those huge deals, but they're looking for the best situation.
Lastly, Everson Griffin, he last played for the Minnesota Vikings, a defensive end.
Again, another ultra-talented guy, just knucklehead University of Santiago, this guy. Kind of wacko a little bit. When he was good, Santiago, he was, you know, he made that Vikings defense unstoppable. Great pass rusher, can stop the run. Again, you know, I think who wants to take a risk on him, basically? You know you're going to get a talented guy, but you also know you could get a distraction with Everson Griffin.
What's the most common characteristic from all these players that I just told you?
Inconsistency, but talented.
They're there. They just need some, I guess, someone to put them in their place.
Here's a guy I know. This is more of an inside. A guy that I don't see making the list of being best available players, but a guy who had an amazing, you know, 10 games for the Broncos last year before he got hurt, and that's a guy named Derek Wolfe. Been on the Broncos for about 8 years from Cincinnati. Had a great year, great pass rusher from the defensive tackle spot. And run stopper, but he broke his collarbone, and I think that's really what's stopping him because I think he'd be a nice addition for a lot of teams.
Derek Wolfe is a defensive end. He played college football at the University of Cincinnati and was selected and drafted by the Denver Broncos in 2012. 36 overall by the Denver Broncos in 2012.
Yeah, you know, I think he had a lot of great years. One of the key contributors when they won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
The great Bronco era. Speaking about the Broncos, They signed Melvin Gordon, a high caliber running back. What are your thoughts?
Well, the best way to protect a young quarterback is to get him a good running game. And we know what we get from Philip Lindsay. And Philip Lindsay isn't a big guy, so we know we can't give him the ball every single play. And we know, talk about inconsistency. And that's what Royce Freeman was, you know, the backup running back from Oregon, who would make a great play, kind of, you know, big, strong guy. But then every once in a while, he just kind of get hung up, you know, can't get the motor going. So you're looking for a better 1-2 punch. And, you know, Melvin Gordon is an awesome, you know, Melvin Gordon can do a lot of different things. They're kind of similar. So, you know, you're not going to get a thunder and lightning. You're going to get a lot of lightning with Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay.
Another signing by the Broncos today. They signed tight end Nick Vanette for 2 years, $5.7 million. Do you like this move?
It's a good solid. He's kind of those combo guy, more of a blocking guy. We drafted Noah Font last year, who's one of those guys who plays tight end, but really he's a wide receiver. but you're kind of adding a guy like that to kind of add some stability with blocking.
Something to definitely look at. Have the Broncos done well for this free agency so far?
They've been solid. You know, the biggest splash is Melvin Gordon. They've kind of been just filling the needs. I think we all, you know, we look to see if they're going to make a big splash to the wide receiver. And since they haven't, so we're kind of, you know, I think pretty much it's known that they're going to take at least one, if not two, wide receivers in the draft. You know, they added A.J. Boye as a cornerback, but lost Chris Harris. So, you know, we had a player in the name of Bryce Callahan last year who we paid a lot of money to, but he never got on the field last year because of season-ending injury. So that will be a nice addition to have him back next year, probably starting opposite A.J. Boye.
Another team that is making big news is the Atlanta Falcons. They signed Laquan Treadwell. From Minnesota. Is this a big move for Atlanta?
Again, this is a good potential guy. This, you know, for the first year, this guy kind of got on the field. You know, it seemed like last year he made some plays when he had chances. Again, I think that was a big loss to the Vikings because you're now losing Stephon Diggs, a good playmaker. So who are the Vikings going to have opposite Adam Thielen? You know, I think when Adam Thielen was out last year, him and Diggs, that were a good combo. So I thought the Vikings was trying to keep Treadwell. But, you know, being that third wide receiver now for the Falcons with Ridley and Jones, I think it could be a good signing for them. Especially, you know, if they can get anything from Todd Gurley this year, again, who's going to win the NFC South? There are four very good football teams, I think.
Speaking about Todd Gurley, actually signed Gurley this past weekend. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah. Going back home, he played college football for the Georgia Bulldogs. We all knew that, you know, with his knee injuries in college, he didn't have a lot in the NFL, but. And I think he played for teams, in, especially early on when they were the St. Louis Rams, who ran him ragged, you know. And I think he lost a lot of mileage on, you know, the first couple of years. But, you know, he had that breakout year kind of again when they went to the Super Bowl, got paid a lot of money. Unfortunately, this thing of the Rams, they overpaid so many players that now they're releasing a lot of that core that went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Last year, you could just, you know, started to see him definitely take not just one step, but maybe two steps slower. So, but if they can, you know, balance him out there a little bit, find some good balance in the running game, I think Gurley would be a nice option for the Falcons because he can catch the ball. He's got good hands, you know, especially if he can just become that inside runner, you know. This a lot reminds me of when the Falcons picked up Steven Jackson towards the end of his career.
Looking at Atlanta's starting offensive starters, Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Treadwell, Hayden Hurst, Jake Matthews, James Carpenter, Alex Mack, Chris Lindstrom, and Caleb McGarry. They're all former first-round picks Ryan, is this a team to look out for in the NFC South?
Absolutely, Santiago. Like I said, who is going to step up? One of these four teams is going to overachieve. You know, one of them will probably be the same, and you'll probably two of them will probably be whatever we thought, and one of them will underachieve because somebody's got to lose these games, somebody's got to win these games. I really love that offense. They just need to get, they haven't done much to address their defensive vulnerability, especially in the passing game, but it is a darn good offense, Santiago. If Matt Ryan's got anything left in the tank.
Cardinals, another team in the NFC. Look at this offense. Kenyon Drake, DeAndre Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, Andy Isabella. Is Cliff Kingsbury going to have fun calling these calls?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's got the players he wants. He can definitely spread it out. Again, I think it's finding out how to run this wide open, spread it out offense in the NFL. And I think Andy Reid kind of was the first one to really, perfect the combination of using those college concepts in the NFL world. Cliff Kingsbury had some success last year. I think Murray had some success. It's just finding the right, weapons and changing up the play calls just a little bit to match up the NFL game.
And there you have it. This is the NFL free agency week one. As we mentioned before, there were a few, there's a few players out there that need to, still going through contract negotiations. Some players that are needing a new team, just like Cam Newton. Where do you think we'll end up, Ryan?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I think right now the Panthers, they signed, we'll talk about this, but they just signed P.J. Walker, former XFL star.
They have five quarterbacks now.
Quarterback. Yep. Reunites with his college coach, Matt Rhule. So, obviously, that's going to be their backup quarterback. In their head, I'm sure there's not much market for trading for Cam Newton. They're probably best to just release him, And this guy's got all the talent in the world, Santiago. It's just,
what is it?
Do you really trust the guy? It's, I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad teammate. He doesn't take criticism well, I've heard, and it kind of shows it in his media availability, but I've heard that from other, Twitter, from, people who follow the Panthers, but he's not a bad teammate, but it's just something you really want him to be the leader of your team, and he's got some tread on the tires, he's got hit a lot, he's ran the ball a lot with the, Panthers. So, what does he have left? So,
the wear and tear on Cam Newton's definitely displaying, even in his early 30s.
Does he go back? Does he go to the Steelers with their backup quarterback? Does he go to somebody like the Chargers?
How about the Redskins? I think it'd be a great spot. Ron Rivera's there. He can groom Dwayne Haskins.
He could, but I don't know. If I'm the organization, you played Haskins a lot last year. If they really think, this guy is the guy, and I think you just play him, win or lose. You got to see what you got in this guy.
But
will
Cam be willing to play as a backup?
I don't think so. So I think that's why he's going to hold out. So I think he's going to have a rude awakening like Jameis Winston is, that the market's kind of washed up or studies right now. And you also got to look at another guy. Andy Dalton is probably going to be traded here too.
Where's he going?
Could he be the guy who fills in the shoes for a year for the Patriots? I don't know.
That's a great question mark.
Does he go to
or will it be Brian Hoyer?
You're bringing Brian Hoyer, but again, the 1 year contract, it's probably easy to cut that guy if they're able to bring him in.
Which Patriots do cut a lot of guys.
This guy's been the team three times. I think they know what they have in Hoyer, and they wanted first crack at him. But, Dalton's a much better player than Hoyer.
Or will Hoyer groom Stidham?
I think that's the plan right now, but things are always, could change. And, I don't know, Santiago. It's everything's up in the air when we talk about Newton, Winston, Dalton. Those are wild cards right now. You know, do these guys who've been starters for years, are they willing to take a backup role? We kind of see Marcus Mariota do that right away with the Raiders. Yeah, I think he's going to come in as second string, and will he get a chance to earn a job? Maybe, but he's got to earn it.
He has to earn it, which I can see him definitely working hard for that. But obviously, you know, you're dealing with another starting quarterback. We don't know what the Raiders coach wants. You know, I mean,
again, you look. I know we don't talk about. You know, you think you look at Derek Carr's making a lot of money, Santiago.
He can sit back and relax.
Well, I mean, you if you're paying a guy all that money, you want him to be your starter. If he's not gonna be your starter, then you gotta cut him because you. So,
okay.
So when they signed Mariota, it was kind of, you know, okay, Mariota, here's your chance to earn your start.
And we got cut by Ryan. Let me give him a call back to end the show. We were just talking about the Panthers. They have five quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater. Ryan,
yeah,
you're back.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
We were telling the audience, they were asking me who the Panthers have as quarterback. They have five quarterbacks, like Teddy Bridgewater, Cam Newton, P.J. Walker, Kyle Allen, and Will Greer. Go back with the Raiders, Mariota. You think he's able to start there, or you think he's more of a let's put him on, like, you know, certain plays?
Yeah, I think he'll have a chance to earn a starting job, but like I said, he's gonna come in as a second string. But if Derek Carr falters, you know,
which he has,
he's had his chance to Santiago, and you look at what Ryan Tannehill did at the same team and how good he did. So
they're in the same class as Jay Cutler. You know, inconsistency.
Yes.
I kind of like the Jay Cutler quarterback style. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Mariota's got a lot of talent. He just hasn't been able to put it together. You know, I think it has to do with the, you know, the limits. I don't think he's always had the greatest weapons around him in Tennessee. But so I don't know if he's got great weapons around him in, or no, I guess Las Vegas. But we'll see.
We'll see what happens. NFL free agency still fleshing out. Of course, you can follow us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest when it comes to free agency.
Going back
agency.
To the Panthers quarterback, I don't think you'll probably see him keep Kyle Allen. Obviously, we aren't going to keep Cam Newton. And Will Greer will probably be the odd man out on that.
Poor Will Greer had a great college career, but not able to make a stamp in the NFL.
I don't think his NFL career is over for sure. You know, this guy's going to kind of probably bounce around as a backup quarterback because he's got a lot of talent.
He's like the Brian, he's pretty much in like the same pool as like the Brian Hoyer quarterback type.
Yeah, you know, Brian Hoyer had his time. You know, I think Will Greer got his chance at the end of the year last year, but. Again, when you're playing the end of the year in a team that doesn't have much hope, it's hard to measure a guy up to see what type of quarterback he is. But I think it was more comfortability. You know, they're bringing Teddy Bridgewater, who was with the New Orleans Saints, who
was undefeated, 5-0.
Yeah. And he also was coached by Joe Brady a couple of years ago, who was the LSU offensive coordinator, who is now the Panthers offensive coordinator, so he's familiarity with their offense, and now you get bring in a guy familiar with the head coach. So I think it's just trying to keep everybody on the same page. You got to remember, Santiago, there's going to be very little, if any, off-season training this year. So this off-season is about bringing people who you're familiar with, they're familiar with you. You're not going to make a lot of radical moves because you can't teach a lot of things right now because you're the inability to meet with each other.
Ryan is correct. The off-season training will be diminished.
We're going to be lucky in Santiago to start training camp on time at this pace.
I just don't see it at the moment, but there is still time. There's some wiggle room, but the time is cutting a little bit short. The window is closing very fast, but NFL free agency is still happening. And, of course, the NFL draft coming April 23rd to 25th. It has been announced it'll be in a studio. We don't know if we'll be at the NFL headquarters in New York City or in Bristol, Connecticut.
I don't know. I think all you're going to do is you're going to have it at the NFL headquarters.
But New York City is not doing well right now, if you haven't seen the news.
NFL Network will have a camera there, so ESPN. But then you'll have the host will probably be actually in the ESPN studios. And then
it should be like Boomer should be hosting it.
He will be. He'll be doing it. It's gonna be different.
Him or or Diana? What's her name?
Anderson.
No, Diana from ESPN.
Oh, I know
you don't. I know you're talking. Yeah, she's out the field. Out the field stuff.
But anyways, you're gonna have cameras probably at every facility, you know, and then whoever is gonna, you know.
Diana Rossini. Apologies, Diana Rossini.
Yeah, I know exactly.
She's an uprising star in ESPN. Ryan, any closing words of the free agency?
Like we said, I think your top tier players have been signed, so now you've got your
second tier. Your inconsistencies.
Your inconsistency, guys who have been around the league a little bit.
They need a second chance.
Looking for the right situation, yep. So you'll see these guys signing little by little, but you probably won't see long-term deals for these guys.
one year for like $18 million.
Yeah, I mean, and Dominican too, Santiago, he could be a difference maker, but he also could just not do anything. Ask the Miami Dolphins about that.
There you have it. Dolphins are definitely working on things. Random question of the day. What's your favorite kind of puppy? The options are Beagle, the Basset Hound, the King Charles Spaniel, or I don't know how to pronounce it.
I would have, out of that list, I'm picking the Beagle. But if I had my choice, I would say a Bulldog.
That's right. There's a lot of dogs out there, but but according to Google, these are the top four in the world. But you know, some of these dogs I've never seen before. But there you have it, the Bulldog. Ryan, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about PJ Walker?
Probably on Twitter on the Mad Dog Report. It's definitely been something in NFL free agency has come at the right time for us as sports fans. It'll give us a little bit of a relief. Again, we're just in the waiting game with our major sports. And as the days approach, it doesn't look like we'll be seeing the Tokyo Olympics anytime soon.
No, that it's going to be postponed. Hasn't been officially postponed, but it will be postponed eventually, I've heard.
Yeah, but what you got to remember, though, too, Santiago, and this is wishful thinking, is that, you know, if we do have an NBA season, you know, all those players who are playing on playing for Team USA will probably be playing in the playoffs if we do have playoffs in, you know, basketball this year.
I don't think they'll have, the Olympics at all. If NBA playoffs do come back, it might be till, like, July, August. And it'll probably be a small tournament. I mean, I don't think it'll be everyone there.
Well, it all depends. If they just go right to the playoffs, which is a possibility, you know, that the teams who didn't make the playoffs in 9-8, you know, they'll be done. Or you could see them play about 10 games and go to, you know, maybe top four. I don't know. I'd like to see him play the top 16 teams best, Santiago, but that's just me.
There you have it. NBA news is in limbo. NBA playoffs is in limbo, and you can reach us at the sport.
Best case scenario, Santiago, is that we're going to have a really fun summer. Worst case scenario,
which is unusual. Summers are pretty boring except for like the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Of Major League Baseball, which is not saying much.
Yeah.
And if you have a soccer tournament that summer, which like the big ones are canceled this summer, potentially the Premier League might be playing in the summer, but if they don't, they might just give the winner to Liverpool. But that's another podcast to talk about. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1, where we will deliver the latest and greatest news when it comes to sports. And we just had a article that was just posted by Justin Riley. XFL's PJ Walker signs with the Panthers. Another big scenario where you see a second tier league. You see players jump into the NFL, the first division, I call it, and XFL is the lower division. But anyways, another day in sports. Ryan Krista, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Santiago. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.